Good morning. I'm Dick Kass. I'm president of the Baltimore Ravens. Happy to be here today. Tom Kelso is up here on the stage. He's the chair of the Maryland Stadium Authority. Mike Friends, executive director of the Maryland Stadium Authority, and Roy Sommerhoff, our senior vice president for stadium operations. It's a big, important day for us. We're excited to be here. We've been working on a project to improve our stadium. We're going to talk about some of the projects that are involved in this $120 million investment that the Ravens are making in M&T Bank Stadium. And working with the Maryland Stadium Authority, they are also going to be making an investment of up to $24 million. So it's ultimately going to be a $144 million project. Let me talk about our portion of it, the $120 million, and let me try to put it in context of where we are as an NFL team and what's going on around the NFL. You may recall our stadium was built by the state of Maryland for a cost of $220 million. We opened in 1998. We've just completed our 19th year at M&T Bank Stadium. It's a great stadium. It's still an outstanding stadium. But right now, there are 22 NFL teams playing in stadiums that are newer than ours, either are playing today or will soon be playing in stadiums that are newer than M&T Bank Stadium. And let's try to put that $220 million of our stadium in context of what's going on around the league. The Dallas Stadium, AT&T, was built at a cost of $1.2 billion. MetLife up in the New York City area was built at a cost of $1.6 billion. Levi Field out near San Francisco was built at a cost of $1.3 billion. Atlanta Falcons will be opening their stadium this fall, and that's coming in at a price tag of roughly $1.6 billion. And when the L.A. Rams open their new stadium in several years, that is allegedly going to have a cost of about $2.6 billion, more than 10 times the cost of our stadium. So what are we doing to meet the challenge of what's going around the league? What we're trying to do is to continually invest in our stadium to try to keep the game day experience fresh and an exciting place for our fans to come watch a football game. We have invested about $45 million since 2013 in a variety of improvements here at the stadium. And beginning now and over the next 2.5 years, we're going to be spending an additional $120 million. What are we going to get for that money? I hope we're going to get a lot of excitement and a great new stadium. Let me just summarize some of the changes we're going to be making, and we've got pictures around here that will show some of the changes we're making. Beginning right now, and this change will be ready for the 2017 season, we're going to be installing new, large, ultra-high-definition video display boards in each end zone. I will talk about them in a little more detail in a second. After that, and beginning in, we'll have changes available for 2018 and 19. The most significant change, I think, for some of our fans will be escalators and elevators to the upper bowl. We've never had that before. We have an aging fan base, or to put it another way, we have none of us is getting any younger, including our fans. And so if they've been with us for 19 years, they've had to walk up ramps and stairs to the upper bowl. So beginning in 2018, we will have escalators and elevators in the southeast corner to the upper bowl. And then in the fall of 19 for our season, we will have escalators and elevators in the northwest corner. Will make it substantially easier to get to the upper bowl. We've got pictures of what the southeast corner right over here will look like once the escalators and elevators are added. And for 2018, we're going to be adding large video boards in each of the four corners of the stadium. These large video boards, two of them will equal what one large video board now, the size of one large video board in each end zone. So those four video boards together and square footage will equal what we have in both end zones right now. We're all going to build corner suites beneath each of those boards as well. We're also going to be doing substantial upgrades to our club level where you're now sitting on both the North Club and the South Club. We're going to be expanding our kitchen facilities so we can get hotter food and fresher food to our concession stands around the stadium. And we're also going to be installing a new sound system in the seating bowl before the 2018 season. That last investment, we'll be sharing the cost of that with the Maryland Stadium Authority. Let me talk a little bit more about the changes you will see for 17. These new end zone video display boards will be more than twice as large as our current boards. We have a drawing over here of what the difference in size will be. But it's not just that they're larger. We're also acquiring with them 4K cameras. These are the state-of-the-art cameras, the kind of cameras that you would see the networks using for a network game on a Monday night or a Sunday night. We'll have 11 of those 4K cameras around the stadium shooting the game and showing replays from a lot of different angles. We're going to be adding also some robotic cameras to improve angles as well. In the end, these end zone video display boards will match in terms of resolution and clarity of the picture any video display board in any stadium in the United States. These will be outstanding boards. This offseason, we're also going to be adding another ring of LEDs. In order to accommodate all the new video equipment and video boards, we're going to be expanding our control room and installing a lot of new equipment and new software to facilitate the viewing of replays and the game itself by our fans. We're really excited about this. Let me just say a word about our relationship with the Maryland Stadium Authority. The Maryland Stadium Authority owns the stadium. We're a tenant. We've had a great relationship with them. It's been a wonderful partnership for us. We're working very closely with them on this expansion. They are sitting at the table with us. They are approving our contracts. They are approving the designs. We fully expect our relationship to continue to be very strong, and it's a reason we're able to do all of this. And as Tom Kelso will shortly talk about, they are also committing to $24 million of various improvements over the next period of time. The architects for this project is a firm called Populous. You may not know the name, but they are really it's the same firm that designed this stadium and designed Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It used to be called HOK Sport Ventures, but it's now called Populous. They're a national architecture firm that specializes in sports venues, and they have built stadiums and arenas around the country and indeed around the world. Our general contractor for phase one of our project, the work that's being done this offseason, is Gil Bain. Gil Bain is a national construction firm with offices here in Baltimore, and we're working with those Baltimore offices. Also want to thank Roy Summerhoff, our senior VP for stadium operations, who has taken the lead on this role for the Baltimore Ravens. We'll be available to answer questions later, but I'd like to ask Tom Kelso to come up. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick. I appreciate it. On behalf of the Maryland Stadium Authority, I do want to express our thanks to team owner Steve Bisciotti, team president Dick Cass, vice president of stadium operations Roy Summerhoff, and the entire Baltimore Ravens organization for their commitment to reinvesting in M&T Bank Stadium, their commitment to attracting other events such as college football, major concerts, as well as international soccer matches to the stadium, as well as their broader commitment to reinvestment in Baltimore City. To echo the comments of the governor at the Board of Public Works meeting last Wednesday, our stadiums are a credit to the state of Maryland, as M&T Bank Stadium is ranked number one in the NFL by Stadium Journeys magazine for fan experience, and we salute the Ravens for their commitment to keeping us number one. In addition, the members of the Board of Public Works each congratulated the Ravens for their willingness to reinvest their own money rather than ask the state to do so, as is the case in so many cities across the country. They voted unanimously to approve it, and applauded the Ravens' commitment. As Mr. Cass noted in his remarks today and before the Board of Public Works, with this investment, the Ravens will have spent an amount nearly equal to the investment the state has made when the stadium was built, even when you take into account the additional $24 million that we've committed to spend over the next few years. Clearly, both the team and the state benefit from this true public-private partnership, and we remain committed to working with both the Ravens and the Orioles to help make their businesses as successful as possible. The vision of our elected leaders and their commitment to Camden Yards, including M&T Bank Stadium, have been integral in leading the redevelopment of what was an underutilized post-industrial section of Baltimore City with many vacant buildings. And over just the last 5 years or so, we've seen significant entertainment and transit-oriented redevelopment, including the Horseshoe Casino and a $260 million mixed-use development just to our east, with more projects on the drawing board. Before I close, I do want to recognize the excellent work of our MSA team, led by Executive Director Mike Friends, who's up on stage with me here today, and then from our stadiums and warehouse to from our stadiums and warehouse at Camden Yards, to construction of schools for Baltimore City Public Schools, and to every project where MSA is involved across Maryland. The MSA team brings a commitment to excellent outcomes and an on-time and on-budget performance. I want to point out and thank Phil Hudson, Director of Capital, our Director of Capital Projects and Planning, for his leadership on this project. And I want to thank Jeff Provenzano, our Director of Camden Yards Facilities, and Bart Schiffler, Director of Facilities for M&T Bank Stadium, for their work in keeping the stadium in such excellent condition, helping to earn our number one ranking. Thank you.